Hi, this is Michael Carr, and this is the audio letter called We Are the Champions. Before I get into this talk, I'd like to refer to a couple of scriptures, the first one being Ecclesiastes 9, verse 11. I have seen something else under the sun. The race is not to the swift, or the battle to the strong, nor does food come to the wise, or wealth to the brilliant, or favor to the learned. But time and chance happen to them all. Acts 20, verse 24. However, I consider my life worth nothing to me, if only I may finish the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus has given me, the task of testifying to the gospel of God's grace. There are many times when circumstances of life seem to surround and overwhelm us, make me feel unimportant, insignificant, and defeated. But this is not God's plan for our lives. We are a people of destiny. Authority has been given to us by Jesus Christ to reign both now and in the future. We ask, if this is so true, why isn't it happening now? We are still struggling with sin and evil. That's why. Although Jesus has already won the victory because of his crucifixion and resurrection, God's total plan has not been revealed. He wants to use us to reveal his ways, his presence, and his victory to the world. We are his hands, his feet, and his voice. Through us, he will declare that he is the champion and that he alone rules the universe. Now, champions aren't made without struggle. There must be an adversary or foe. People like to be champions without struggle. But champions are made in the struggle and by the struggle. The devil and the forces of evil are our foes. The circumstances of life and our flesh wage war against us. But unless we believe that we are the champions through Jesus Christ, we will be losers instead of champions. God created us to be champions and not losers. As Paul says, "Already we are rich. Already we are filled, and we will reign with him." No one becomes a champion on their first try. If this happened, then being a champion would mean little or nothing. Everyone could do it all the time. Champions are made through a process. God uses this process to form us in the image of his Son, Jesus. Jesus is the greatest champion of all time, and he is the possessor of every good title that could be given. I'd now like to describe the process of making a champion. How do we get there? But first I'd like to describe what a champion is. A champion in God's eyes is one who perseveres to the very end. He or she runs the race always wanting to be more like Jesus in all that they do or say. Humility is the namesake of this champion, but complete victory is their destiny. The first part of this process is called the call. The call is where our Lord reveals himself as he calls out over and over again to us. As we begin to recognize our need and our desire for him, it is during this time that Jesus starts to reveal his love and desire for relationship. During this time, he declares his unchanging faithfulness, forgiveness, and redemption towards us. This is a period when God will establish a relationship that will last forever. We will learn to recognize his voice and fall in love with him. The Spirit of God is always working, and at times we may be in one part of the process or another. But the next clear stage is called the challenge. It is during this time that we begin to see it more clearly, and we begin to experience a desire to be able to commune with God. This is when the evil one may begin to assail our faith. He often points out with unfailing accuracy our sins and our shortcomings. The devil accuses us of being unworthy to participate in God's desires and plans. He conveniently has forgotten the redeeming work of Jesus, who is the only true champion of our lives. This burden of unworthiness and unrighteousness is designed to keep us from coming a champion of God. The devil, the accuser, is a loser who constantly wants to steal our inheritance, both now and always. The challenge, then, is not only to ignore the accuser, but to accept the awesome riches of the inheritance of eternal life and many other things that God wants to give us. The challenge is to accept the struggle and believe in the victory that our King and our Lord wants to give us. The challenge of a champion is not easy, but the desire of our Lord is great to make us a champion. The next stage in becoming a champion is the test. The test is the furnace of champions. In this part of champion making, our character, our attitudes, our motives, and our desires are tested. We may have heard the call and accepted the challenge, but we may feel that we are not reaching them. Others may even question us or disbelieve us. They may wonder about our ability to do the job or doubt if it could even be done. They may point out our past failures or be conspicuously absent when we could use their help or support. The Lord uses these times to clarify our vision and increase our passion for the job that He has given us. When the heat is on, the fire of the Holy Spirit cleanses our heart and burns away these things which keep us from being a champion that God calls us to be. We begin to see ourselves as we really are, and our need for the grace of Jesus Christ becomes more apparent and deepens. It's often at this time that our self-centeredness is exposed and our weaknesses are revealed. This is when God pours out His strength and grace and wisdom that makes us champions. The test may come from people, circumstances, or even within ourselves, but the test will come. These events may give us lingering doubts about our ability to hear God or obey Him. However, the strength of anything is proven when it becomes tested. Our resolve becomes stronger when it has stood the test of time. A gift from God is special, but what we have to fight for becomes precious. Spiritual sweat and tears may not be what we long for, but it's certainly the most important meal in the life of a champion. It's important to note here that being tested may seem to come and go, but it's essential for God to show us how we have persevered with His help. There can be no champion without a test, for it is in testing that a champion is revealed. We may find ourselves in the desert. This is often the next place in the journey of a champion. It is often at these times that we feel all alone and that no one understands us. Loneliness, misperception, and isolation may be our frequent companions. In the desert, the champion is stripped down to what is necessary. Our ungodly and unnecessary thoughts seem to die like withered plants. We cry out in hunger and thirst, desiring refreshment and comfort. But God knows what food will sustain us, and that food is Himself. In the desert, our senses are sharpened, and our vision becomes clearer. We begin to see what God wants us to see, and sense what God wants us to sense. In the barrenness of the desert, our poverty turns to wealth, because we begin to receive the Lord's heart and perceive the Lord's mind. With the Lord, nothing is barren, but everything is fertile. We must have both the Lord's perspective and His heart to become a champion. Earthly champions receive gold medals, but the champions of Jesus Christ receive golden crowns. Earthly accomplishments will fade with time, but what we do for our God stands forever. Earthly champions are often replaced, but God's champions are precious and never lose their place. Earthly champions are in it to receive the glory, but God's champions will give Him the glory. Earthly champions are often remembered for doing great things, but spiritual champions are remembered by the little things that we do for the little ones. Earthly champions will lose their honors and rewards, but spiritual champions will lose neither their honor nor their reward. What we do as a champion for God will be proclaimed again and again in the light, The deeds of an early earthly champion will be whispered briefly and then forgotten in the dark. There will be no former champions in God's kingdom, for they will continue to reign and rule with him forever and ever. With God, we will no longer have to defend and protect our titles and accomplishments. The heart of God's champion belongs to God and his people. The next part of the journey is sharing the harvest. The harvest of God is the fruit of the Holy Spirit, love, peace, joy, kindness, and patience serve to multiply the presence of God and increase the harvest. We will share in the harvest, but the harvest will not be just for us. God's champions will be serving him for the glory of his name. He or she will be constantly seeking to give whatever honor they receive back to the Lord. Their focus will be to cherish what God did for them rather than what they accomplished for themselves. God's champions give away their harvest to God and to his people, and then God pours out more abundance. God can't be outgiven. Sharing the harvest produces more harvest, but hoarding the harvest brings misery and emptiness. From the harvest we receive the seeds of things to come. Champions share the harvest and produce more harvest. Earthly champions say, "I accomplished it," but God's champions say that he did it. Jesus is the he. Jesus is the one who accomplishes it through us as we become his champions. All of us like to be valued and appreciated. We have the choice to do this for God or for ourselves. Who are we running the race for, and for what? How will our deeds and our lives be remembered? What crown will we receive when our lives are over? This will be decided when we decide who and what will be our champion. I'd like to close with some scripture verses. 1 Corinthians 9:24. Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one gets the prize? Run it in such a way as to get the prize. Galatians 5:7. You were running a good race. Who cut in on you and kept you from obeying the truth? 2 Timothy 4:7. I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, and I have kept the faith. Hebrews 12:1. Since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race that was marked out for us. You are God's champion. You have been picked with a special destiny to run a special race. You have been picked out to give glory to God and to have eternal life and eternal treasures. You have reason to be proud of your God. You have reason to have strength and power and courage. You have a purpose, a goal, and a destiny to run the race, to run the race for Jesus, and to know that he is a champion who never fails. And in the process, he'll make you a champion. You will be remembered forever. You will be treasured forever. You are a champion of God.